You're listening to the Ideal Business Show with Pat Rigsby. This is the place where fitness entrepreneurs come to learn how to earn more income, have more impact, and enjoy more freedom. Now, here's your host, Pat Rigsby.
Everybody, Pat Rigsby here with my good friend and special guest today, Scott Prochaska. And Scott, if you are not familiar with him, he is basically kind of like the secret weapon for some of the best professional athletes in the world from essentially every major sport, from MMA world champions to NHL all-stars and down the list. Scott has been somebody I've known and respected for a number of years, and more recently have gotten to work very closely with for the past year. And man, he is a progressive, forward-thinking entrepreneur that just is doing, you know, some things maybe that I consider kind of next level for a professional. And you know, I wanted to spend a little bit of time with him talking about just how he's built his business and some, just some of the components of it. Welcome, Scott.
No, thanks for having me, Pat.
So, Scott, what got you started in the fitness and performance industry?
Well, I was, you know, it all started back in the day when I was a pretty good athlete, amateur athlete myself. Got a college scholarship to play football, was also offered a college scholarship to play baseball, chose football. And, you know, I had a nice college career, a nice high school career. Was fortunate that when I was young, like 14 years old, I ended up signing up to the local YMCA, and there happened to be an Olympic lifting coach there who was working with a lot of the Buffalo Bills, a lot of Buffalo Sabres, a lot of Toronto Maple Leafs, a lot of track athletes. And he, for about 6 months, I was just doing my own thing. And he kind of pulled me over one day and said, "Hey, you really love this stuff, don't you? You're here every day." And I'm like, "Yeah, I love it." And so he started teaching me. And when I was 14 years old, I was training amongst pro athletes. So I've been around this, you know, a good portion of my life. And then, you know, after college, I had an opportunity to play in the CFL and then had a couple injuries and that didn't pan out. So I went into real estate finance back in New York. But I had all these friends of mine that were getting college scholarships or a couple guys getting pro contracts that were calling me going, "Man, you knew so much about this stuff and you were always like incredible shape and great speed. Could you teach me some stuff? Because I got a big contract year coming up, or my kid's close to a scholarship. Can you maybe help them out?" So I started doing it on the side just for fun. It's something I enjoyed. And it all kind of turned when I had a couple hockey kids I was working with and a couple other track athletes, and a sports med doctor, famous sports med guy from Toronto, called me up, heard about the work I was doing and how well my athletes were doing. And he offered me a job to move to Toronto and run his clinic. And I ended up traveling. He was in charge of a lot of Canadian Olympians and Canadian National Hockey League players. And he put me in charge of their performance and their well-being and their injury prevention. And I ended up traveling all over the world for 9 years with this guy, Prague and Berlin and Paris, and just getting to know the best of the best and what people were doing out there as far as sports science and training of elite athletes.
So, you know, I mean, you've got kind of a, you know, kind of an interesting story there. I mean, you know, you're in Southern California now, you're working with, you know, guys from, you know, most professional sports, it seems like. And, you know, but it's not just that. I mean, I know that you've got one of the premier high school football programs in the country under your tutelage as well. So, you know, what does your kind of current business look like? Who you're spending your time with at certain parts of the year, kind of the role you're playing for them? What's that look like now?
Yes. You know, I try to keep it pretty tight when it comes to the schedule, and so I can get, you know, teach everybody what I need to teach them in my program. But it's from pretty much January to April in the morning from 7 a.m. till 11:30, 12 is pro athletes, pro football players. And I've got about 15 guys in the NFL that'll move here for 10 to 12 weeks rent houses on the beach, and they'll train with me 3 hours a day. In the afternoons, then I have a break, and that's where I make phone calls, work on my business, analyze some stuff, look at some new research. And then from 3 till 7 o'clock at night is when the amateur athletes come in. These are you know, high school baseball players, high school football players, a few track athletes, a few soccer athletes, and real up-and-comers, kids that have a real shot at playing at the next level in college and stuff like that. And then I do mentor modern-day high school football program, which is, you know, ranked in the top 5 in the nation the last 5 years I've been there. And, you know, we've produced 2 Heisman Trophy winners, 4 candidate Heisman finalists. So it's a pretty pristine high school when it comes to sports. And so I mentor my time and kind of pay it forward there. And spend, you know, the weekends or, you know, some afternoon, I'll try to get over there and spend with them.
From what you do, and this is kind of taking a little bit of a different turn when I talk about the ideal business stuff. So, you know, most of the time I spend the bulk of the talk just kind of on the journey and takeaways or whatever else. But one of the things that I think I wanted to be able to share through talking with you is just, you know, how your approach to kind of consulting and coaching and mentoring the athletes you work with is a little bit different. And because of that, I think that's almost been like this very powerful positioning tool. You know, you have a kind of a different methodology than most. And I think that's helped you become what I consider essentially a category of one, you know, in the training landscape. So, do you mind talking a little bit about your approach and the whole 6 lanes and what you do there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So basically, through all my travels and working with athletes and analyzing results, and I had kind of found, you know, it started with just looking at what actually gets a human to perform, what gets an athlete to perform at his best. And, you know, I grew up in this industry of fitness and health and weights and power production and all that. And I realized that was one-sided, that there was a lot more that went into an athlete performing. You know, I worked with an Olympian that went to 4 Olympics. That's a career, and to monitor her through her whole journey. So I looked at all the things that contributed, and then I started analyzing athletes that were very successful. And they all had these 6 areas kept coming up that they were really focusing on and really improving on. And the 6 lanes, I call it my 6 lanes of sports mastery. It's one, psychology. The psychology of the athlete is number one. They have to know emotional resiliency. They have to know positive focus and intuitional thinking. They can't have what I call monkey mind, where they're analyzing and judging and thinking and worrying all the time. They need to learn to control their mind and control their emotions to get in the zone, basically. And there's ways to actually teach them how to do that, how to recognize if they're having a negative thought or an anxiety and how to switch it into a confident, positive focus. The second area is sensory motor, and that's their natural reactions to things. You know, what is your first initial reaction when you see something, when you see a move, when you see a cue, when you see something, what do you command your body to move? Sensory is the eyes see it, your intellect, your brain analyzes it, and then you command your body motor to move it. And so we can change reactions to things. Kid sees a curveball, he backs out, where now we can train him to see a curveball and attack. And then those are highly, highly trainable things to look at cues and things like that and come up with a different reaction to a cue. Number 3 is technique. And the reason technique is important is because that biomechanically takes advantage of your forces and your speeds and your velocities and things like that, being in the right position and how to use technique to your advantage. I've always said, I don't care how strong I make an athlete in the weight room, if they don't know how to hit a topspin on a tennis serve or a tennis forehand, then it doesn't matter. If they don't know how to throw a football properly with the elbow in the right place and torquing the hips the right way, it doesn't matter how strong they are in the weight room. So technique is really important. It's something we'll analyze whether they're breaking down or not performing at their best. The next lane is tactical strategy. There are some athletes I've had that are just tremendous freak shows when it comes to their body and how they respond to things and how much power and velocity they produce, yet they don't understand the game that well. They don't understand what the coach wants out of them and what tactics and strategies they're trying to implement in the game. So they'll make mistakes. So we'll work on that, or I'll hook them up with somebody that can help them with that. The 5th area is the physical. You know, are you training your body and your athlete in the right areas to produce the right forces, the right velocities, the right torques for their sport and their position and the right energy systems? And are you fueling it properly? And the last lane is recovery physiotherapeutic. How are you recovering so you can go back into battle, back on the competition stage sooner than later at your peak? And that's emotional recovery, mental recovery, and soft tissue and physical recovery, nervous system recovery. I teach them all those things on how they can restore themselves so they're ready to compete in 2 days rather than a week. And so those are the areas that I always kind of analyze an athlete, find out where his strengths and his weaknesses are, and decide on when we're going to work on each. And typically my program, early off season, we work on weaknesses. So if there's three things they're weak at, we will work on those in the early off season. As we get closer to competition, to camps and tryouts and or seasons and preseasons, then we start working on their strengths. That's what gets them where they are. That's what made them what they are. And it boosts confidence like crazy that a weakness has been worked on early. It's no longer a weakness. And now the strengths are, now they're having fun. Now they're doing what they love to do, what they're good at. And they go into camp very confident.
Very cool. So, I mean, how has this approach been a differentiator for you? I mean, I think that it's something that, I mean, you already touched on. Most people, you know, focus on basically probably two or maybe three of those lanes in their training. But, you know, how have your athletes responded? How have, you know, their agents or their sponsors responded? And that been a driver for your business?
Yeah. Well, first, you know, every time I explain this, when I sit with a new athlete or an agent or a coach, it's an aha moment. They're like, holy cow. Yes. Our instincts have always told us that, you know, that I needed something else. I needed a different approach. And then, you know, some of them are, they're kind of doing it. Maybe they're out going out and running patterns or throwing baseballs or hitting cages and things like that. Practicing your setting in volleyball. That's skill development. But they don't know how to monitor it and how often they're doing it. And they don't know how to match it with the physical training and the tactical training, and the psychological training. So first there's this aha moment. And that's when I tell the athletes, probably somebody that's good with me. So that's when I know it's a good fit, when they have this aha moment and they're like, whoa, this is everything I've been looking for here. And so as I go through and start teaching these things, it becomes a more intimate relationship. So they're looking to me for, you know, one, that Scott has uncovered this stuff and he knows the people that are the best that he's learned from in each one of these categories. So some of the psychological stuff, you know, I've got some friends that are top sports psychologists, but where I really, really learned a lot was from special forces commanders, special force operators. I have friends that are Navy SEALs and Team SWCC, and they had taught me a lot of stuff that they use to control their mind and their emotions. And that's worked wonderful. So knowing that I've kind of am going to work with them in all these different areas, it becomes a more intimate relationship. You get to know the athlete and they get to trust you more. And once I earn that trust, then I can ask more of them. I can ask more and more and more of them. So that's, you know, that's usually how my athletes end up performing better. They feel they have an advantage. They've worked on so many different things. And they've got somebody that knows them and knows their body and is making adjustments throughout the year for them, rather than when they go to their team, it's kind of a one-size-fits-all program for everybody.
Okay. So, you know, has this resulted in, you know, more referrals, more retention or repeat business, guys coming back off-season after off-season, anything like that? I mean, what's been the fault from a business perspective?
Yeah, I think as far as the business, what it's done is it's positioned me as an expert because people see that he knows performance. You know, he knows how to coach performance, whatever the athlete needs. Definitely the main thing is retention. You know, I've had athletes that I've worked with in the NHL that have had 16, 17-year careers. I was with them the whole way. I have four athletes right now that started with me when they were sophomores in high school. They are now in the NFL. So, and they come back to me every single year. And why I decided to, you know, start working with you is to start getting my name out there, referrals and things like that, to open up what I do to teach more and things like that. So as far as the retention, I've got guys for 10 years that I still have right now that have been with me 10 years in their career.
So you've gotten guys for that long, but I mean, I know that in, you know, just recently, you know, and about the time we've worked together, I mean, you've brought in a couple MMA fighters. How does somebody like that find you now? Because I don't think that's the traditional, hey, I'm running Facebook ads and I'm, you know, that's not the way that those people find their way to you.
Everything's, you know, especially with the elite athletes, it's referral based. It's a trust thing. So the first MMA guy I had, who's now the middleweight world champion of the world, he had come to me as his sponsor. Actually, one of his sponsors had said, hey, if you meet with this guy, I'm pulling my sponsorship. Because he was struggling. He would gain too much weight in between fights. He wouldn't train between fights. And then he'd try to rush to try to, you know, overtrain to try to get in shape for a fight. And they could tell his performance wasn't where it needed to be. And so typically an agent, a current player or a former player or a coach will refer somebody to me. So my business has always been 100% referrals. I've never had any kind of traditional marketing.
So, you know, I mean, I think that's kind of an interesting insight. Now, I obviously, you know, as you start to grow and expand your brand and do other things, you know, there's probably a place for some ancillary marketing to complement what you do. But I mean, think about that. For most of the guys listening in, you know, most of the fitness entrepreneurs that we see, you know, their business is built off of things like, you know, Facebook ads or traditional kind of bring a friend day stuff. But, you know, just seeing how different this approach is by, you know, doing great work with certain athletes and really differentiating yourself and, you know, hanging your hat on, you know, just incredible results and powerful relationships. I mean, you've been able to get pretty much a steady stream of, you know, high level athletes that obviously are, you know, kind of premium price customers. And, you know, it's just a whole different dynamic compared to, you know, most of the businesses that we see out there. So, you know, I mean, I don't know that that's always like a linear transition for the people that are listening in. I'm not suggesting that everybody needs to go and kind of chuck their traditional marketing, but if we were going to talk about kind of what you do and some lessons that they could take to enhance their business, what kind of advice would you have for, you know, a trainer or coach that, you know, is kind of trying to step up their game as a professional and build from the inside out?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, the lesson from my business and my success is be impactful in their life. Okay. Be more than just their fitness trainer. Find ways to educate yourself that help people with focus, with emotional control, with nutrition, with all these different areas. I think that I actually see that as the future of our industry is people are going to become more lifestyle coaches than they are just, well, I've got a guy for my fitness. I've got a guy that helps me with my psychology. I've got a guy that, no, let's see how much we can impact someone's life in a positive way other than just working out and nutrition. Like there's other ways, I think, if you wanted to educate yourself in psychology and in other areas of life, even lifestyle style, cool restaurants, cool places to go, cool healthy vacations you can take, things like that. I think you build your business around this, you know, we will help you with your life, build an amazing life. And that's when the referrals are going to come like crazy because that's when you'll see tremendous change other than their bodies and their whole life. And I think that's the approach I've taken is to be very impactful in somebody's life.
So, you know, with that in mind, I mean, you've spent a lot of time around some of the top coaches in the industry. I mean, I know that, you know, you're very close with John Berardi that many of our listeners will know. I mean, he was one of the first guests on the show. But, I mean, you work with high-level executives and, you know, top performers in easily a dozen different fields or sports. Like what kind of similar traits, what kind of similar character traits, values, behaviors are you seeing from those people that, you know, are the listeners here can, you know, hopefully maybe adopt in their own business and life?
Yeah, I think the one thing that is a common thread with all of them is the standards they keep in their life. Like they all have these standards. Now, whether they're living up to them or not, that's sometimes why they hire me, because they have this standard and this expectation of this is how life should be. This is, you know, how I want my life to be. and it's a high standard. It's success in different areas of life, being a successful father, a successful business owner, a successful athlete, a successful finance, you know, with my finances, these types of things. And, you know, so the, having these standards that they are trying to obtain and live by, I think that's the common thread. They have these high standards that they expect from themselves. And then they start realizing they might need a team of people around them to help them achieve these things, not just they can't do it all themselves. And I think that's the common thread I see, whether it's an athlete, executive, you know, musician, entertainer, it's the standard they want for themselves that holds it high.
That's a pretty cool and insightful point, because, you know, so many people, you know, they think, hey, they have a great work ethic or, you know, all these other things. But I think that, you know, what you talked about, it is almost kind of an umbrella to the things like, you know, the work ethic or the intellect or whatever else. I mean, you know, their expectations are just different. So,
and that's when, you know, when I've had an athlete that's been in trouble and almost out of the league that his agent has sent to me, you know, that's the thing I wake up in them. Like, are these your standards, how you're living? You know, are these the things that you think are right? And when they say no, they're not living it, now we got to figure out how to improve that, how to get those standards up to where they're comfortable, where they set the standards now, where they get that going. There's a strategy I use that it kind of wakes people up, because people have high standards and all of a sudden, you know, life gets in the way and your standards lower a little bit and you're eating a little poorly and you're not treating your wife like you should and spending time with her. And all these things start slipping away. It's like losing for a team. It doesn't happen overnight. It slowly creeps in. Okay, you know, an organization that was winning one time, now they're losing. That doesn't happen overnight. And same with some of the habits and things that happen with people with high standards when they end up coming to anybody for help. It doesn't happen overnight. And I use a strategy. It's called bright lines. And bright lines is a legal term where there are certain things in law that when you're exchanging files with another attorney in a lawsuit or whatever, that there's certain standards you have to keep. You cannot buckle one bit on these standards or else you'll get disbarred. And I use the same thing. I teach that to a lot of my athletes, that what are your bright lines? What are things that no matter what, you will always keep that standard. You will never buckle on that. You will never disappoint in that area. And they start listing those things out. And that all of a sudden, now they're very aware of their word, their bond, their standards, and they don't break them. They don't let those little things creep in where they don't work out one day or they don't take care of something one day. They have a bright line. They set a bright line and say, no, no matter what, I have to take care of that. That's my standard. And so once I teach them that concept, it seems to wake up a lot of creativity in areas of their life that they're not going to buckle for anybody. And I've got executive clients that'll literally turn down courtside Lakers tickets on a Tuesday night because they planned on spending time with their family or their business on Tuesday night, because it's a bright line for them. Monday through Thursday, they don't go out. They take care of their business and their family. That's a bright line for a lot of my executive guys.
That's pretty powerful. And, you know, the things that you do, the reason I wanted to bring you on as a guest, it's just, you know, it's where I see so much of the opportunity in our industry going. It's where I see us being able to delineate ourselves from, you know, traditional fitness solutions and really being, you know, difference makers in the lives of the clients we serve. So with that in mind, I mean, you shared some really, really good stuff. Are there any other thoughts or ideas or suggestions that you have for our listeners before we wrap up this episode?
Well, I think the thing that if you look at success, you mentioned John Berardi and his company and what he's done. I think, you know, if you're going to be an impactful person, you have to understand how people change, how they change habitually, how they change thought patterns, how they change emotions, and can control these things. And I think that ties right into the physical body too. Like, you have to have both. I don't think you can just keep studying. And I made this mistake early in my career, and I still have a tendency to stick my nose in science and look, read the newest, you know, sprint training and force production out of France, you know, things like that. But I think, you know, moving forward, we have to start understanding, you know, what motivates a human being, what changes a human being's thoughts and emotions and habits. And once you get that and you can start teaching that, along with our knowledge and how to, you know, put a wonderful nutrition program together, a wonderful training program for somebody's needs, and
now we're really cooking, you know, and John's built a company on that, you know, that changing people's habits step by step and learning what makes people change nutritional habits is, you know, what has his company taken off like crazy. So I think that's a big part of what I do for success of elite athletes. They still need change. They still need a new outlook on things and set bright lines and all these different things I spoke of. So I think understanding the psychology of things is something that we need to study in this industry a lot more.
So if a listener wants to learn more about you and what you do and what you have going on, where can they find out more?
I think the best way is to go to my website, you know, scottprohaska.com, and can email me off that website and submit any questions and things like that. And then we could set up an appointment to talk from there and, you know, see where I can help you if I can help you. That's the best way to get a hold of me right now.
Very cool. Well, Scott, you know, obviously, you know, I enjoy any time we get to spend together, but I mean, this has been kind of extra special just being able to share so much of what you do with the listeners, because I think, you know, there's just so much food for thought here. There's so many ways that maybe it'll get people to maybe think a little bit beyond the norm and kind of what they're seeing, you know, in so many other educational channels when they're trying to get better. So, you know, I appreciate you making some time today. And, you know, also thank you guys for listening in to another episode of the Ideal Business Show.
Thanks for listening. We've got a special gift for our listeners. We're giving away 52 cut and paste newsletters that you could start using for your fitness business today. To get your special gift, head on over to patrigsby.com/gift.